every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
We've spent over 10 years on air, shaping a generation of action motorsports, and now we're changing the game again. The best motorsports, the best action sports, and the best of pop culture with some epic guests thrown in. I am Jim Beaver, and this is the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki. Hold on tight, the misadventure is just getting started. Welcome to the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show. And man, let me tell you, we got a lot to fill you in on this week. And we're doing things a little bit different today. So if things seem a little choppy or I'm out of sorts, I won't be out of sorts. I'll be all over the place today. I can guarantee you that. But it's because for the first time, I'm actually trying to record the national radio show and the YouTube version of the show all at one time. If I can figure this out, it means I can produce more content because I can do double the amount of work in the same amount of time previously, which is all good for you guys. So we will see if we can make this happen. I would love to be able to have the shows almost identical on both platforms, but it is a work in progress nonetheless. But no guests today because I have so much stuff to chime in on. Obviously, I've had a crazy summer so far, starting with the debut of our Mustang Mach-E rally with Ford out there at the Electrify Expo in Los Angeles. Also been in Hawaii for 2 weeks, a little trip to Minnesota in between. We got movies, TV to talk about. Huge news from Kawasaki dropping the all-new Terex H2. We've got some huge drama from Sydney Sweeney. Nintendo Switch 2 came out. I think I just mentioned that. Lots of TV shows. I want to talk a little bit about Happy Gilmore. And then some crazy shenanigans going on in the world of motorsports with IndyCar, selling part of their assets. Penske Entertainment did to Fox Television. Just crazy. So I'm going to be all over the board today. This is what you come to expect from me. Lots to fill you in on. And I am looking forward to it. Just really just regurgitating everything that's going on in my life. So, thank you guys for being a part of my madness and this trial run today to see, how things go and what we can do here with a show and obviously trying to do two shows all in one. So we're going to take a short break. For those of you watch the YouTube version, it isn't going to be a break, but we'll be back here on the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show. And back after this.
Making the most of every moment can be demanding, which is why at Gentle Tire, we think you should demand more from your tires. For more than a century, we've made great all-around tires that always deliver the right combination of performance, durability, style, and value. Whether you're looking at the ultra-high-performance summer tires for your street rod or the best-in-class all-weather tire for your family crossover, Gentle Tire delivers for those who demand more from their tires. Find your fit at GentleTire.com. Gentle Tire, the official tire of the Jim Beaver Show.
Are you sick and tired of spilling gas all over your hands, your gear, and your machine? Well, ditch the tilt and spill jug nonsense and fuel up with SureCan. Designed with a rotating spout and thumb trigger control, SureCan lets gravity do the work. No mess, no awkward angles, just point, press, and pour. Upgrade your gas can right now at SureCanUSA.com. That's SureCanUSA.com. Feed your machines, not the mess.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing. So why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
General Tire offers a wide variety of options that are designed to deliver for whatever life brings your way. Whether you have a truck, car, or SUV, General Tire delivers for whatever you drive. From the long-lasting all-season Altimax RT43 to the aggressive all-terrain Grabber ATX, General Tire covers on-road performance, off-road capability, and durability. General Tire delivers. For more information, drive over to GeneralTire.com. General Tire, official tire of the Jim Beaver Show. Are you relying on your vehicle for work and fun? Well, your gear deserves better. With Tuffy Security Products, you can secure your tools, firearms, laptops, and everyday essentials without sacrificing space or style. Tuffy offers lockable storage that stands up to smash and grabs, job site theft, and off-road abuse. Made from heavy-duty steel with an OEM fit and aftermarket strength. It's real protection for a real peace of mind. Find out more at TuffyProducts.com.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Like what you're hearing? Do us a favor and head over to Apple Podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki and never miss another show. So welcome back here to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show. And not welcome back for those of you watching the YouTube version, but we're going to have a bit of that. But good reason is because we're trying to do two at once. I don't know how I'm going to slide the commercials in there for the YouTube version quite yet. So maybe we'll fill them in those breaks. So anyways, enough with me rambling. Yes, lots to talk about. Lots going on in the world. Man, I can't wait to get back to some guests. Let me tell you who we've got coming up on the show very soon. One of my favorite dudes, Rick Thorne, the man in black. Pro BMX rider, you know him from X Games. I mean, he rode for Hoffman Bikes, been around forever, still around. You know, we're going to have Rick Thorne on later this month. I've got my good friend Megan Meyer, pro drag racer, also got a media marketing company. Going to have her on at some point. I know we've talked with Mike Rooftop Escamilla, might have him on at some point. I'm just trying to think who else, man. I know we've talked about possibly getting Bucky Lassick, a General Tire teammate of mine, on. So a little bit of action sports side there. But, man, I've got some musicians. I know our good friend Royal Lynn just dropped a new album a couple weeks back. If you guys missed that, go listen to this. Absolutely mind-blowing how good Royal Lynn's new album is. And we're trying to track down Royal and get her on. I say track her down. Her and I have been in contact. She's just busy because she's got one of the biggest albums in the entire country right now. You know, getting rid of her country roots, going full rock and roll, and man, it's metal. It's amazing. So yes, we've got that. But do want to say, I mentioned Rick Thorne. Got to show this off. I had it sitting there in the back, but my boy Rick Thorne, those of you watching the YouTube version, they're going to get this. You're watching the audio version, better go watch the YouTube version. But Rick Thorne just sent me one of his hats, one of his Stay Rad hats, signed it, Rick Thorne 2025. So show that off there to the YouTube version. Also, he's got his patented Stay Rad underneath it. So this is going to actually go up in the studio. Not wearing this one. I'm going to put it next to that signed Red Bull hat of Mia Chapman's I've got. So I don't know. Maybe that's a thing. We're going to start having signed hats from these rad athletes in the studio here. But a big shout out to my boy Rick. I do know he sells those online. So if you want a signed Rick Thorne hat that he's put Stay Rad on underneath the bill, head over to his Instagram, slide into his DMs, and yeah, Rick would probably love to send you over a hat. But
You know, other stuff, my boy Lauren, I think you guys probably saw it up on my Instagram. I was a guest on his podcast. I want to give a big shout out to those boys there, Mad Dog, and his podcast, because, you know, I think they hit 115 episodes and they had me as guest 115. So I was really stoked on that. Obviously, my number 15. Yeah, go and check out that interview I did over there and his podcast. Rad, especially if you like power sports and things like that. So anyways, fast forward. Let's talk about the big news coming from Kawasaki. Yes, Kawasaki. Worst kept secret in the world. I don't want to say worst kept secret. There have been a lot worse secrets, a lot worse. But secret from Kawasaki, the H2. Obviously, they teased it earlier this year. You saw Carson Warnemont with a new Kawasaki race car earlier this year in the desert, race the H2 at the Mint 400. And then, obviously, things went silent. You know, there's been some leaks, some teasers, stuff like that. Cali's been doing killer job on the teasers. We knew it was going to be 250 horsepower. So they launch the all-new Kawasaki Terex H2 yesterday. Internet's exploding. 250 horsepower side-by-side. Four-seater, comes on 33-inch tires. This thing is a fire-breathing beast, 74 inches wide, big width, long travel, like 24 inches in the rear, almost 24 in the front. I mean, this thing is absolutely a monster. The interior is full, like, automotive-grade touchscreen paneling. You know, they've got, you know, touchscreen panel in the center. They've got a digital dash display for the driver, four-point harnesses from the factory, wicked stereo system in this thing. Not really many options because it is literally loaded from the factory. I think pretty much the main option is if you want electronic suspension or not. Cali's got that KECS system, K-E-C-S. But I did a full walk around on the YouTube channel, so go and check that out. But man, huge, huge news from Kawasaki. This thing, I've talked to people who have driven it. I have not. I knew what it was, and I saw the pre-production stuff. I was on a gag order, but I haven't physically driven one myself. The people I've talked to that have say it is absolutely every bit of what you think it is. You know, so I think Kawasaki actually has a proper rival to the Polaris Pro R and the Can-Am, what is it, the Maverick X3. I get Can-Am's lines mixed up, but obviously they're a big car. The one Phil Blurton's racing, the one that Kyle Chaney ran at King of the Hammers. You know, they, we're talking, you know, their flagship model. So, you know, you've got the Can-Am, the Polaris, and now Cowie with a flagship model, all similar in horsepower. Cowie's got them by a hair. Track width, same on the Polaris as it is on the Cowie. I think Can-Am's a hair wider. One thing I do love about the Cowie, it's the four-seater's a hair shorter than the Pro R on the Can-Am, which, man, some of these things are getting to be limousines. So really tip of the cap and applaud Kawasaki to shortening things up. You know, those others are just so damn long. It's crazy. So really, really stoked, on that. I'm just trying to think of anything I missed. I mean, you know, one of the cool things is they went to 16-inch wheels. I don't know if the 16-inch wheels are to clear the big brakes. They did put better brakes on this thing. I don't know, if it has to have 16s to clear, the calipers and the rotors, or if you can put 15s on it. Only reason I mention that is the 16s are a little tough to get on the aftermarket side. Most are running 15s. You know, obviously 17s and the mud crowd are around. You don't really want to do that for a desert car because then you lose tire sidewall. And even with 33s, and I'm sure people are going to immediately put 35s on this thing. It's a little tough. You know, it's still a little rough ride. So I don't know. I don't know. I haven't got that answer. They did go to a five lug pattern, assuming it's probably the 5-on-4.5, which is, what is it? A 5-on-114 is a millimeter, something like that. But I think, 5-on-4.5 is what Polaris is. It's a pretty standard automotive size. So, hoping it's a 5-on-4.5, but I haven't got confirmation on that yet either. So, yeah, we'll have to find out more information, and I don't know when these things are going to be available at dealers. Obviously, a lot of you listen to the show probably are familiar, are going to the Sand Sports Show in Costa Mesa next month. It's weird to say next month because we're in August now. recording this August 1st. It's airing nationally, August 3rd, on a Sunday morning. So, I don't know. It's crazy to say. The summer just flew by, especially for me. So, yeah, funny thing, this weekend coming up, or when this is airing, will actually be the first weekend I have stayed in my house in over 2 months. I had content trips after content trips, you know, car build. And then we were in Los Angeles at Electrify Expo, which I'll get into in the next segment. We're actually going out to Dallas, bringing the parade, bringing the bringing everything to Dallas here in November. We got a lot of stuff happening between now and then. I think Scarlet Witch may be getting a revision, and we're relaunching that for SEMA, possibly Sandsport Show. So some rad stuff happening in my world. I got some new partners coming on. Obviously, you see Tuffy Security Products and SureCan. Big shout out to those guys for coming on board with the show and with everything I'm doing. Man, some new partners coming in, and really just blessed and stoked to be where we're at and continue to crank out these podcasts. So, a lot to talk about in this show. Obviously, if you guys are tuning in, next segment, we're going to switch over and talk a little less on the Cowie and a little more on things like that. But I'd love for you to guys to chime in, whether it's on Instagram on my posts or YouTube version of the show or Twitter. Chime in. Let me know what you think of the Cowie H2. I would love to know your feedback. You know, a lot of stuff. I know a lot of people are asking for a two-seater. I'm pretty sure that's coming in the pipeline sometime in the future. They launched with a four-seater, which is going to be lion's share of the market. So I get it if you're a two-seat guy, but no, or girl, but know that two-seaters are very limited market compared to the four-seaters, especially when you start getting into the flagship cars. You know, not many people want to spend 40-plus K on a two-seat UTV. Four-seater with a whole family, big horsepower, yeah, it's an easier sell. But you know, and I know that the width on these aren't good for some areas of the country too, because of the trailheads and stuff like that. So anyways, we're going to take a short commercial break, come back. We've got a lot to talk about right here on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Like what you're hearing? Do us a favor and head over to Apple Podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki and never miss another show.
And we're back here on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show. And, well, where do we want to go? I was just funny, during the break, I was looking at my wall, and actually, well, I've had quite a few comments, not necessarily publicly, a lot of DMs on Instagram. So if you see, if you've seen, those of you listening nationally, you won't be able to see it. Those of you watching YouTube version, you will. But I've got some arcane artwork on the studio walls, and people are like, man, you must be like a real geek. Well, I actually am a real geek. If you haven't noticed, I mean, I've got Carbuild's name Electra, Carbuild's name Scarlet Witch, Carbuild's name Jessica Jones, Carbuild's name Livewire, all weird, goofy, not weird, but obscure female superheroes. I'm a geek. Yeah, you know, I'll own that. But I've got some arcane artwork on the walls, and I've had some questions on it, and they're like, wow, that's rad. You know, you're arcane. I am an arcane fan. One of the best animated series, movies, anything animated you can think of, probably one of the best in the history of animation. And I think it actually just got voted like top 10 of all time, like animated series or something like that. Phenomenal. Even if you're not, you know, ignore the animated, just the writing is phenomenal in it. Just such a good written, produced, scripted show. It's phenomenal. But the artwork, those of you watching online can see two of the three pieces. The third piece, you know, maybe I'll have to I'll throw something up on Instagram so you guys can see it. But the bottom piece, I just liked it. It's that metal artwork. It's actually textured, but it's like three pieces. The bottom one is Jinx crossing the bridge. And it's just one of those, like, if you see the scene in the show, it's kind of one of those, like, sometimes you just got to walk your own path. You know what I mean? And you've got to walk that path alone. The second one is just Jinx sitting in the recliner, like, back, and it's kind of a badass look. And it's, you know, it's more of that anti-hero, because truthfully, in this industry, I've been an anti-hero at times. You know, sometimes you got to do things a little bit different to get things accomplished. But it's all for the greater good. And then the third one is actually, you can't see it, but it's Vi, and she's got Jinx's hands covering her eye, and Vi's screaming. And it's one of those where Vi's one of the toughest women on the planet, and even the toughest get scared. So it's cool, three pieces of artwork, and there's actually meaning to it. It's not just me throwing geeky stuff up there, but kind of cool. I dug it. Anyways, yes. So moving on, we've talked about Kawasaki today. I want to talk about my trip to Hawaii, because I absolutely freaking love Hawaii. And if you haven't ever been, you need to go. But I do things different, and I get a lot of people ask me, and it's funny, my DMs on Instagram have absolutely blown up over the course of my trip and afterwards, you know, because I don't post what you saw posted, and I've got a reel that I got to edit that's halfway edited right now that we're going to drop and stuff like that. I do Hawaii. I do my traveling in general different. Especially when I go to Hawaii. A lot of people, you know, they go to the big cities. They go to Honolulu, Waikiki, you know, and stuff like that. I absolutely despise Honolulu and despise Waikiki. I don't like it. And for those of you that actually have been there and you went, like, props. Some people absolutely love Honolulu and Waikiki. To me, it's Los Angeles on the ocean. I just don't care. Same reason I don't generally go to Los Angeles area beaches. I would much rather go to Mission Beach in San Diego. It's got a little bit more local vibe. I don't like big city beaches. Funny enough, I would say I don't like big cities, but I absolutely adore New York City. So I can't say that, but it's just, if I'm going to go to a tropical vacation, I don't want to do it in a big city, if that makes any sense whatsoever. So when I go to Hawaii, I do it differently. And so it's, you know, it's, I get a house. I've got to know a lot of friends, and I go to the North Shore. Obviously, what is it? 7 Mile Miracle, I think they call the North Shore. And that's north of Haleiwa. But I stay in Haleiwa, Wailua area. I've got to know a lot of friends, rent a house right on the beach. 10 feet off my patio is the ocean. And there's actually a reef protecting it. So the water, the waves don't get real high where I stay. And actually some decent snorkeling. I can't say good. Decent snorkeling right off the beach in front of the house. My daughter absolutely loves it. It's cool. I love it. And, you know, I've got my good friend. Big shout out to my boy, Louie. He's actually, we're going to have him on the show. Louie, he owns Jorge's on the North Shore. He's from San Diego. Pro surfer. Now he's hadn't been a pro surfer for decades at this point, but he opened him. You know, he was a Hispanic guy. We're going to say Mexican on this show because most of my Mexican friends hate it when you call him Hispanic. He opened a Mexican food restaurant up there on the North Shore. Actually, he was a pro surfer, found out because he was a great cook that he made more money cooking for pro surfers than he actually did as a pro surfer. He quickly shifted over to cooking for pro surfers and things like that and catering. And, 30 years later, 25 years later, he's still on the North Shore. He's got a restaurant called Jorge's, and it mixes Hawaiian and Mexican cooking. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. His tuna tacos, I call them tuna tacos, but they're ahi tacos. I literally would have those shipped in if I could. It's so, so great. I've got to know him up there. He might be a guest on the show. We're gonna get him at some point. My boy Nate, he owns Haleiwa Distillery. He's got a couple ranches there, and he's got the distillery there, and spent a lot of time at the distillery. He's got some great rum. I've got a bottle coming. It's not here yet. I had to ship it. I couldn't put it in my check baggage. So we'll show off that on one of these upcoming shows. But got to know Nate. Just a lot of people up there that are phenomenal. I'm just really, really looking forward to spending more time up there. But I go to the North Shore because I live like a local, go to the farmers markets, low-key, small town, very localized. And I will say, if you're going to Hawaii and you want to go spend time on the North Shore, be humble, be respectful. You hear about, you've all watched Blue Crush, which I actually love the movie. And, you know, you've got that local stuff and, you know, obviously the boys and, the Dahui, fighting and stuff like that. Part of that it's real. I mean, it is real. But it's because, you know, it generally happens to people who don't respect the area and the land and stuff like that, you know, and respect the people that live there and that are native Hawaiians. And, there's a lot of things that you can do that trigger people, and you just got to know the triggers. And if you go in and you're respectful and things like that, man, you're not going to have any problems. You're going to absolutely love it like I do. And, but it's rad, you know. Did a lot of snorkeling when I was up there. I did do some touristy stuff, went to Kualoa Ranch again. I love Kualoa. Being able to go up in the mountains. I actually saw the Jurassic Park tour where they filmed all the Jurassic Park movies. They still have a lot of the movie sets up and stuff like that. It's freaking awesome. Really, really awesome. I'll pin my stories. I posted lots of stories the 2 weeks I was there. So I'll pin that to my stories on Instagram. So those of you who want to go see the photos and stuff can, I'll pin those up. I generally do that with my big trips like that, like New York City. I'll pin the Hawaii this go around. Did that. I actually had a tour a couple colleges with my daughter, University of Hawaii and Hawaii Pacific University, which is weird to me that my daughter in 2 years is going to be going to college. Would love for her to go over there, actually, because that means I probably should get a condo over there, and I can definitely spend some more time in Hawaii. It was a great trip. Like I said, I do things different. A lot of just local stuff. I love going and seeing, the local stuff. There's some local surfboard shops and shapers, some restaurants that aren't, you know, everybody hears about Duke's in Waikiki. Did have lunch at Duke's one time. Went to the palace, though. Actually went to the palace. We had to go to Waikiki. We had to go to Honolulu because of my daughter doing a college tour. And so went and did that. We had some time afterwards. We actually went and took a guided tour of the palace. It's actually the only palace that is currently on U.S. soil, because it was the last palace, the last kings and queens of the kingdom of Hawaii. And it was phenomenal. Absolutely breathtaking, beautiful. And it was 2.5-3 hours of the history of Hawaii, and I feel like anybody that goes there should know the real history. Not you need to know Pearl Harbor and that, but you need to know actually the history of the Hawaiian people. It's phenomenal. Loved going to that. So it was just an awesome trip. Like I said, I've laid some groundwork. I might have a little project in Hawaii at some point. Something I've been working on. Don't know that it's going to happen, but I would love to do a little off-roading and some side-by-sides in Hawaii. There's some amazing off-roading there, and I don't think it's ever really been showcased, so I want to be the guy to showcase it. So we will see. Jim is working on that. They've actually got a motocross track in Hawaii also, on Oahu. I don't think a lot of you know that, but there's a full moto there, big moto scene. I mean, remember X Games way back when, the Flying Hawaiian, he came from Hawaii in the North Shore, you know, so there's moto, obviously MMA, and there's actually a pretty nice skate park. I don't want to say nice, it probably needs a little TLC at this point, but it's actually a really nice skate park right next to Pipeline. Went and snorkeled Pipeline again. I absolutely love snorkeling Pipeline. I got to get that video up because when you can see what's underneath the most dangerous wave in the world, it puts it into perspective why it's so dangerous. And I love that I go in the summertime and it's completely flat. Literally, I can't even say knee high. Flat, 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 flat. And, and it's the same location that, you know, come 4 or 5 months from now is going to be cranking with double overhead and, you know, and just crushing people. So it's pretty awesome. Anyways, I could go on and on about Hawaii and the trip and stuff like that. Absolutely love it. That's one of those too where I've actually been really good. People ask me a lot of questions and I try and get people steered in the right direction and if you want to go and you just want a club and nightclub and hang out on the beach and have people, you know, be in a high-rise hotel and have people serve you cocktails, like do it. But if you want to live like a local, like I do when I go, I got that for you too. Did go to Turtle Bay and hit the golf course. Turtle Bay, a lot of you've seen Sarah Marshall movie, you know, it was all filmed at Turtle Bay, but the golf course, amazing.
Lowe's knows hot deals help you get the most out of summer. Get up to 30% off select major appliances and get it delivered as soon as next day. Plus, get up to 30% off select patio furniture, grills, outdoor power equipment, and more. These end-of-season savings won't last long. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 7/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Valid on eligible in-stock orders in select locations. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
If you didn't think skipping breakfast was a big deal, you'd be right. Before. But now, Wendy's has Buck Biscuits. We're talking sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or even the honey buddy chicken biscuit for just a buck each. Seriously, you can get all three if you want. They're just a buck. So you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in the combo while supplies last.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24/7 with a Home and Auto Bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. founder Mark Gus Scott, chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Like what you're hearing? Do us a favor and head over to Apple Podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki and never miss another show. Welcome back here to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show. So out of nowhere a couple of days ago, big news in IndyCar. Penske Entertainment sold one-third of itself to Fox. So Fox Sports, Fox, one-third in Penske Entertainment. People are like, what is that? Well, Penske Entertainment owns the IndyCar series, and it owns the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So Penske Entertainment, basically Fox now controls one-third of the IndyCar series and in the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, which is absolutely mega huge because Fox did a big deal a few years back acquiring TV rights, stuff like that, and they've absolutely escalated the IndyCar series and its value. Nobody's going to argue that. Now with Fox being one-third owner, I mean, one, you're going to get some hella good TV packages, advertising, stuff like that. They put an influx of cash. I think it's anywhere from $125 to $135 million, I heard. But, you know, let's go back. Like, obviously, we can go back to the whole IndyCar Champ Car split and how IndyCar used to be bigger than NASCAR at one point, and, you know, yada, yada, yada. We've dissected this for decades and decades, not only on this show, but just in the media. But IndyCar has NASCAR struggling right now. Huge struggles by NASCAR. Attendance at the track is in the toilet. Like, it's, you know, you saw the Brickyard, and I think there was, like, a crazy amount of fans there, but it still looked empty compared to what IndyCar does. But, you know, other tracks, I mean, NASCAR, it's failing to put butts in seats. You know, and then on the other hand, you know, the TV ratings are down. And I think a lot of it's because they've got gimmicks, you know, and it's the truth. You know, it's a win and you're in. You got this playoff system. You got stage racing, you know, and I think a lot of people, purists, just want to go back to, hey, man, let's run a series of races. And, it you know, if it's 500 miles, you green flag till the checker flag unless there's a crash. There's no gimmicks. There's no stages. There's no bonus points for leading a stage. And then, you know what I mean? At the end of the year, there's no playoffs. If you have the most consistent year, you won the points championship. You know what? That's what IndyCar does, and it's actually working. IndyCar ratings are up. You know, attendance at their events are great. You know, outside of there's some, you know, obviously they've got some oval track problems and stuff like that. But you look at their marquee events that are road courses in major network or, excuse me, in major markets, you know, they're doing extremely, extremely well. Now, this influx, and to me, Penske is well off. It's not necessarily the influx of cash into IndyCar that helps, but it's what Fox brings to the table asset wise. I mean, with their channels, with their networks, with their streaming, with their social media, with their advertising that they own, man, they can really take IndyCar through the roof. I mean, this is huge, huge. This is what series dream of. And IndyCar now has it, which is, man, it is going to be big. I'm really excited about this. I've been reading, and I wanted to know what the feedback was from teams and stuff like that. And, man, all the teams seem to be absolutely for this, probably because it just increased the value of their teams. Being a team in the series, it increased it quite a bit. And obviously it's not going to be an immediate impact 12 months from now after IndyCar has a season in the book. With Fox ownership or one-third ownership, man, I think the value of sponsor dollars, they're going to be able to ask for more. I think they're going to be able to deliver more ROI. I think it's, you know, going to be really good. I mean, Fox has done a really good job of trying to create personalities and people and, you know, and stuff like that. And IndyCar does have some great talent, some great personalities. And I think Fox now is really going to be able to showcase that. You know, and who knows, you know, maybe we're going to get to see some behind the scenes reality stuff and things like that, which, you know, I think does good for everybody. You know, and I don't know, I'm excited. I think it's going to be really, really fun to see, where this goes with Fox and things like that. So big blockbuster news, coming out of, IndyCar with Fox, acquiring one third of Penske, Entertainment. So, you want entertainment. Let me tell you about a little entertainment. So, obviously we've got this Ford build that I did, a Livewire. It's a Mustang Mach-E Rally. If you're not familiar with the rally, version of the Mustang Mach-E, basically they lifted it up, and they made it where you can off-road it. Off-road rally car, and it's electric. If Jim Beaver's ever going to build an electric car, you know what it's going to be. It's going to be a Mach-E Rally, a Mustang Mach-E Rally. And that's exactly what I did. Built this car. We went to Eibach and said, hey, it's got amazing suspension. I need to take it up a notch, a little bit taller, a little bit wider. They did some forged spacers and obviously lifted it with some custom springs. There are available to anybody. It's not just custom to me. But cleared some huge General Tire Grabber ATXs, and that's what I wanted to do. Put some crazy rigid adapt lights on the front that basically adjust their beam pattern to how fast you're going. Slower they flood, you know, the faster you go, they start to pencil out. Crazy Kinblock inspired livery, racks on the roof for spare tires and gear. I got my skateboard racks on there. In the rear, we got racks for we got racks for e-bikes, and, you know, got some Kawasaki electrodes on the back, underneath the hood, which is a carbon fiber hood, a real carbon hood. I put an entire battery system from Red Arc, that is absolutely phenomenal. I can run an entire camp for days off of this Red Arc system. And then you look in the trunk, and Tuffy, security, you know, put together an awesome thing, an awesome basically storage system in the trunk. We got a kicker subwoofer underneath that storage system. I mean, top to bottom, did this car. It's amazing. I can off-road it. I can actually race this if I pull the racks off in some rallies like Rallycross Fest up at Dirtfish. You know, I can overland it. I can take my snowboard, skateboards to the park. I can light things up. I can run a camp. I mean, I can run camp lighting. I can do pretty much anything. This is the Swiss Army knife of EVs is what I'm calling it, right? I'm like, man, this is a cool EV. It is. I'm biased, but this is a rad EV, right? And, you know, and I've traditionally been, you know, a guy that's, you know, fire breathing engines and things like that. And, you know, here I am with an electric. And I think that's kind of why Ford liked this project. It's like, Jim is an electric guy. Let's give him an electric, see what he does. I love it. Anybody that's not an electric person, they're loving it, right? Except for a few. So we dropped this project. You ought to see the comments on Instagram. Go to the post. It is hilarious. I did not know that I am now a homosexual. Yes, I am now a homosexual for owning an EV. I did not realize that owning an EV changed my sexuality, but it has, I guess, according to Instagram. And I, from what I understand, this car is going to absolutely ruin the automotive industry. So I learned that electric vehicles are going to ruin the automotive industry. I have been called a lot of things. And then you actually go to an Electrify Expo and you've got, protesters outside. And you would think it would be gas engine people protesting. No, it's electric vehicle people protesting electric vehicles because they want Tesla thrown out and they want the company to be abolished because of the owner. And I'm going, I love this Mustang Mach-E Rally. I love Ford. I love gas engines. I love electric engines. Man, this is the torquiest, craziest car I've ever driven. Absolutely a riot to drive. The most fun car I have ever driven. I will say that. And I have driven a lot of vehicles, including trophy trucks. This car, fun to drive. I just like cool stuff. And I think there's some really cool stuff coming out of the electric industry. I did not realize that, going back to the start here, the entertainment that would be caused by owning an electric vehicle. Not only personally, the entertainment, I guess I'm learning a lot about myself from Instagram, being that I am now, quote unquote, a homosexual because I drive an EV, but the entertainment and the infighting from people in the electric vehicle industry. It's crazy. People like what is going on? It's nuts. I think it's hilarious. It is entertainment. So what I'm telling you guys is it's actually funny. But you should drive an electric vehicle because, one, they are rad. They are torquey. They are hella fun to drive. The tech is insane. And you should go to an Electrify Expo, man. It's not just electric cars. It's electric scooters, skateboards, bikes. And you can ride everything. It's nuts. But you ought to go and see the rad tech that's coming. Electric tech isn't going away, man. It's rad. But it's a bit silly, man, right now in the world. That being said, I got to talk about Sydney Sweeney for a minute. I'm actually a huge Sydney Sweeney fan. She's got ties to Ford. They actually put out a Ford X Sydney Sweeney apparel line a year and a half, 2 years ago that actually sold out. My daughter was bummed because she didn't get a shirt. Sydney Sweeney, great actress. And obviously not bad on the eyes. So she did this thing with American Eagle that you guys saw over the internet right now. And I'm like, what in the world is come to now? All of a sudden she is anti-American or anti, like she became a racist. And I'm going, what in the world is going on here? Like I don't care if it's an electric car. I don't care if it's Sydney Sweeney and jeans for American Eagle. We are entirely as a world, as a planet right now, overthinking things. We're looking for reasons to get triggered. Sydney Sweeney is no more a racist than I am a homosexual, for driving an electric vehicle and her for wearing the wrong brand of jeans. Like, come on, people, we can do better. Literally, this is why we can't have nice things. I think I put out a tweet. The internet should and social media should be taken away from half of the planet right now. And I truly believe that. This is why we can't have nice things. Let's have nice things again. It's nuts. What is going on in the world? It is absolutely nuts. So as we crank through this, I do want to mention, I got a day one Nintendo Switch 2. And I'm just checking stuff off my sheet. We're getting towards the end of the show. And I'm like, what did I want to rant on today? We're going to get back to guests next week. I promise you. What did I want to rant on today? Nintendo Switch 2. This thing is a problem for me. Bought it. Mario Kart World is what you'd expect. It's awesome. Haven't tried Donkey Kong yet. Bonanza. Tony Hawk 2 came out. It's a problem. Not two. They had 1 and 2. This is 3 and 4. This is the second Tony Hawk reissue that they've come out with. It's a problem. I can sit there in my chair, watch TV, and play Tony Hawk at the same time. And then beam it to the TV when I want to. It's crazy. I've got 20-some hours into Cyberpunk. I've always wanted to play that game. Now it's portable. I can play it on airplanes. I can play it in a hotel room. I can play it on the go. The Switch 2. I am sold. It is amazing. The graphics, I loved my original Switch, but this thing just takes things up a couple notches. Everything is better about it, including the graphics. Everybody, it didn't change enough. It didn't need to. They changed what needed to be changed. It's great. When I can play a game like Cyberpunk on a portable, on the go, that's crazy. I am sold. If you've on the cusp of whether you should buy a Switch 2 or not, yes, buy it. You will like it. Everybody's like, oh, the price point. Just buy one and be happy. It's going to be around for a while. The games are phenomenal. The graphics are insane, especially for a portable. You can also play 4K on your TV. So I'm just saying it's got my endorsement. I'm in some of my esports chats and things like that. So everybody's asking me how it is. And, you know, it's great. It's great. Speaking of esports and stuff, looking at opening up a Discord channel for not only this show, but for everything I do. Because I've got my hands in so many different things, I felt like a Discord might be kind of rad to be able to sort through things. Hey, here's Jim Beaver Esports. Here's Jim Beaver YouTube and podcasts. Here's Jim Beaver's travels. Here's Jim Beaver's car builds. And stuff like that. And kind of that way I can have these sections for all this stuff and talk, and you guys can have dialogue. So if you think that's something you might like, hit me up. Let me know. I would love to get your feedback on that. Because it's something I actually really would like to do. So I'd love to get your feedback. So Yeah, I think we're up against a commercial break. So, those of you watching the YouTube version, I'm tapping out on YouTube. But for those of you that are national, we'll be back right after this to wrap up the show. Thanks for tuning in.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to wrap things up here on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show. Thanks for bearing with me as we tried this edit of the national show and the YouTube show all in one. I think it actually worked. Love your feedback on it, though, at JimBeaver15 on all social media platforms. Hit me up. Let me know. If you don't like it, we'll go back doing the things the way we did before. But a huge thank you to all of our partners in the show, Rigid Industries, General Tire. Make sure and hit those links down in the footnotes if you're watching on YouTube or on the podcast networks. And, man, get yourself a set of General Tires, Tuffy Security Products, SureCan. Go to their website, surecanusa.com. Definitely change the way you fuel your lifestyle. Misadventure Life, and thank you to all the listeners of the show and, that have gone and bought some merch on Misadventure site. Much appreciated for all of that. And our friends at Ford and the Mustang Mach-E Rally, go over to Ford's website and check it out. Build your own. Let me know what you come up with. What color is your favorite? But yeah, like I said, upcoming guests, we got Megan Meyer, we got Rick Thorne, some rad people coming down the pipeline. We've got some cool remote shows coming up as well. well. I got one out at the Off-Road Expo with General Tire. I think we'll be on site at Dallas at the Electrify Expo with Ford. So lots of cool stuff in the pipeline. And a big thank you to all of you who continue to support us. Make sure and subscribe on YouTube. And yeah, I think it's time for me to tap out. It is a Friday when I'm recording this. So yeah, I think I got something cold in my future. So yes, see you next time right here on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show. And don't forget, go check out that brand new Kawasaki TRX H2.